Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sans Pants Radio,
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png.
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 Hey there, and welcome to BigSoftTitty.png, the only podcast that lets you listen to a podcast recorded at 8:40 p.m. at night.
Need to be this way.
Ooh, you're back with BigSoftTitty.png. I'm BigSoft. That's Titty, and we're here to ask you, what's the wackiest place you've ever farted? I'd say out of my bum.
Into my bum.
Whoa! All right, and that's what gives you that crazy energy, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, energy all wrong. I'll let you set the pace on this one, Demi. You are chilled out. You are tired. There is a drink within reach, and there is, crucially, a cat upon you.
Big boy.
A big, beautiful cat is resting on Demi. He has an ear infection, which means we, twice a day, have to do something he hates very much, which is drip some juice in him.
Yeah.
And then massage his ear so it goes around the fucking L-shaped ear canal that God apparently cursed cats with.
Yeah, I don't get that because, like, you know, we could, like, tip shit out of our ears, kind of. But if they get an infection, it's like, well, the L is there for, let's stay here forever.
Yeah, great. Okay, so I guess I'll shake my ear just enough for it to hit the first wall in my ear and just ping pong back directly into my brain.
I tell you what, if my ear was a Tetris shape, I'd be upset. I'll be upset with God.
I'll be fuming with God.
I'll be upset with God if he do that.
Imagine God with that drawing board out. He's like, all right, guys, what I want to make, opposite of dogs. So we all know how good that dog penis looks. Bunch of angels raise their hands. He lowers them down. Mm. With one fell swoop, he breaks their arms off, hurls them into the ocean, which he also just made. All right. Now, we all know how good and delicious that dog penis looks, so what we're going to need is to make it spiky. The cat penis, it's spiky as hell. Unlickable, this thing. Like running your tongue across barbed wire. Also, the ears
Hello,
of a
it's
dog...
Hello, me, Angel 263. You say unlickable, I say a challenge.
All right, well, that's what I love about you, Angel 263. God bless you. I mean, me bless you. I guess I'll get around to that. Angel 264, can you pencil in blessing Angel number 263 later in the day?
Yeah, certainly, my lord.
Starting to get some bad feelings about that guy.
I don't know about you, but he sounds sexy. I'm the horny angel. Why did you make me this way?
The cat's leaving. He doesn't like the horny angel voice.
I can't understand why. I think everyone else is firmly in favor.
Hello, boys. Me name God. Me, me like make a girl dog. Longer tail, squarer face.
Look cool on the outside. Inside's all fucked up.
Inside, bad. Penis. Ah! And ear. Ooh.
I want this dog to be able to jump as high as you can even think. But what it's dragging up there is the spikiest, awfulest penis you ever did see.
Imagine 20 swords.
Yep.
Now, put inside girl dog. This is cat.
You guys know yesterday when I made that caterpillar that when you see it, you're like, oh, I know I shouldn't be touching that. We're going to put that as the genitals of this other thing. We're just going to paint it all the one color, and it's just going to be a big, spiky, awful thing that is ruining this otherwise lovely creation.
If put rug on this furry boy, it fall down.
Yes.
Can't not. Funny.
Okay, what's and is that a reference to the fact that we just wrapped our dog up to wrapped our cat up to put ear medication in him and he fell over?
That's what they like. Cats Cats find it really hard to not be paralyzed under the weight of like a towel or a blanket.
Oh, no.
Do you not know that?
No?
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah, I know. And that's also why, like, when I put a harness on him one that time, he was like, nah.
Yeah, he just fucking falls over. Blamp. I really appreciate that.
Anyway, sorry for interrupting. Me God. Me make bad skinny fox, yeah. Almost.
So, remember last time I made a lady dog? What I want to do is make a girl dog more. I call it cat.
Okay, so girl dog, but think this, boy snake.
Oh,
that what this animal am. Me call cat, and in one way isn't perfect analogy. Me make that word up. And Angel.
Ooh, cool.
Angel 264.
Yes, master.
Change number of teeth.
My Angel 264 is playing his harp with a pitchfork. He's keeping his halo kind of lopsided because it's resting on two horns. He's got taped on wings.
264, change number of teeth on boy dolphin.
Mm-hmm.
Boy dolphin, big wet dog.
We're going to put all the teeth on that thing?
Million teeth. Million teeth in boy dolphin. Funny joke. If stop, move, die.
If stop, move, die.
Yes, write down. Me invent Penkel. Here's your Penkel. Write down the pepper.
Why is God talking like Filge from Dragon Friends?
Because what the fuck
initially, would it... Initially, I will say, as the person who established God, God talked normal. And then you came in with this hot take that you were like, oh, let's demify this.
Well, listen.
Yeah.
Why would... I don't think God really needs articles. That's why I'm like, hey, me God. Like, why would God not be like that?
Yeah, right. Well, I guess when you're an...
Hey, me God, me have 10 big red pussy. Because me make like that.
Me am big ball covered in me big 10 pussy. Me spin. Whoosh. See? Me proof. So, me think.
Million baby from God. Here go. Roll around. Wow. Like that.
All so die? Cool.
Start again.
Now me think make bigger baby. The great thing
me
about...
You do. You do say.
I was just thinking.
Actually, me say. So, big bird lizard don't like made bad. Find one ball from sky. 264, put on to Big Bird Lizard, hate them. Made them, they bad. Get rid?
Unsure what you say.
Dinosaurs.
Okay, and a big ball from the sky being a meteor. Very good. Yes.
Meaty. Wouldn't it be funny if it was a meatball? That's a funny joke.
It would be funny.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's not the case. It's just tragic to think about. God, all those beautiful dinos wiped out in one fell swoop. Oh, you got to hand it to him. My heart goes out to all our dinosaur listeners.
All our dinosaur listeners, dinorinos, dineheads.
Yeah, what the dinos.
Yep. Pterodactyl. It's big. It's like dinosaur.
Yeah. Hey.
What?
I was at the urinal the other day and I looked over.
Yeah, and you saw me, and when you saw me you were like, "Hi, Demi."
That's right. I was drinking another person's piss.
Yeah,
but sweet. Actually, now I'm done telling that story.
Oh, do you have a different one about the urinal?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I got a few of these things. Oh, I cool. spent a lot of time there. And what with my piss drinking?
Yeah. A different story about the urinal, okay.
Yeah. The other day I was at the urinal.
Did I say urinal?
It's not the worst thing you've said.
It's like a piss funeral.
Oh. Okay.
When your piss dies and you put it in the big V-shaped box and then you bury it.
It'd be so much nicer and more formal if you pissed or shit into a big box then buried it out in the yard.
Oh, that'd be great.
You gather all your other food to round it and be like, oh, well, they led a good life.
Yeah, and then someone sings in Latin. But I guess right now we're just giving them like a Viking burial.
Yeah.
Without the fire, I suppose. Just a sea burial.
Yeah.
Cunt burial.
Yep, very good.
Yay! Yay!
The other day, I was at the urinal.
Were you actually? Is this true? Were you actually?
Yeah, this is true.
Is this a true story?
Yeah, it's a freaking true story, dude. Is this true? This is, file this podcast in non-fiction under Apple Podcasts. Not true crime, just true. What I was doing,
and
I was
file this podcast down to a nub. Don't want to hurt my fingies.
Mm-hmm.
Is this improving the story?
So I had to. I was at the urinal, Demi. Yeah. I was. I'd unzipped, and I was ready to blast.
Unzipped what?
I'd unzipped. Well, a few days ago, I'd unzipped a tent to start my trek to the urinal.
Yeah.
Then I started leaving the tent. A few days after that, and a few scrapes with the law, I had gotten myself to a toilet, a public toilet.
You're doing
piss
crime?
And I was approaching a urinal.
Yes.
And then,
big,
at
big
the
belly
urinal.
Full of a piss.
Yes.
Yeah, and at the urinal?
At the urinal, I undid my button fly, which was the only thing holding my donkus back. I got it out, flopped it out, and then I directed the string of pee into the urinal.
String of pee?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was, you know, I was pulling it out.
Yeah, it was going, and then it ran all the way back up.
I did the classic, the way most men pee, which is
walking the dog.
I slammed my piss, I slammed my bottom so that the string of piss that was hanging out there would rocket through.
Yes, okay.
And so thinking I was alone, Demi, I was like, well, you know what I can do here? I'll really optimize my time.
Yeah.
So I treated myself to a sneaky fart.
Oh.
Yeah, I figured I'd fart at the urinal.
Yeah.
Save time that way. Then once I'd done that, because I was alone, right? You know, that's what you do when you're alone, is you sneak in a sneaky fart because there's a sound associated with a fart.
Yeah.
In this case, there was a sound. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's silent but deadly.
Mm.
Sometimes a fart can be like a dogfight in space, Demi. Silent but deadly.
Oh, funny. And the dogs, they'll all die, though.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. Actually, there's no winners in a dogfight in space.
So, but it is still silent and deadly.
As soon as we open the airlock to have the dogfight in space, everyone is really frustrated. They all throw their money in the pile and go, gah.
Gah. And then someone else takes the money that they threw in and then they go home with the person who owned that money and they know.
So I was at the urinal and I treated myself to a little fart, Demi.
Okay.
And it made a little sound, but I thought that's okay because no one else is here.
Yeah, you were half of a Macaulay Culkin hit. You were alone.
That's right. And I was one third of another Macaulay Culkin hit.
You were alone, yes.
So I was there.
Believe you were one third of a previously Macaulay Culkin but replaced by another blonde child movie.
Mm.
Alone.
Right. Referencing Home Alone 3, of course.
Mm.
What I didn't know, Demi, and this is the twist in the tale, I wasn't alone. Mm-hmm. I'd been thinking I was. I hadn't turned my head left or right at the urinal. I had vented my urine thinking I was alone, but in fact I wasn't.
Ah, and interesting because not having turned your head left or right, you still assumed that that you were one third.
Mm-hmm.
Of some kind of blonde child movie.
Yeah, I thought that I was flying solo, and so there. And but then I turned
and so
my head.
You assumed, and when you assume, you make everyone look like a cunt. Is the saying?
Yeah, and so I heard a grumble after my fart, Demi.
Oh,
and wouldn't you know it? I turned my head to the left.
Yeah.
That was a red herring. No one there. It is scary, isn't it? There was no one there.
No one.
And then I turned my head to the right. Wouldn't you know it, Demi?
Yeah.
There that whole time, at the urinal beside me, there was a pterodactyl.
What?
And I hadn't noticed.
No.
Because of the silent pee. Anyway, I push him out of the side, start lapping at the trough.
Yeah. It's so old. It's old. It's old. I gotta fill my mouth up with this and take it down to BP.
You got any more of this in there, pal?
I gotta spit it into my car. Dinosaur
oil,
petrol.
Dinosaur piss.
Yeah. So that's good as well.
Yeah, what's been going on with you?
Well, the other day I was... The other day...
So this happened just the other day?
Yeah, the other day I was actually... and this is true. I was hanging out with a friend. Oh, David. I was hanging out with a friend that I hadn't seen in a while, and he is a friend from Adelaide, and he was in town, so I thought, let's hang out.
Just a second, sorry. Adelaide's where you're from?
I'm from Adelaide too, yes.
Oh, right. So you're both from there.
Did I say that?
Yeah, so you said your friend was from Adelaide.
Yes.
And you're from Adelaide.
Yeah.
Well, you guys must have met in Adelaide.
Well, as a story that's true, yes, we did go to Adelaide from our mother's womb.
Went
there.
Okay.
Took a trip.
Sure. You spent nine months in a holding circle in your mother's womb and then dropped down in.
I turned to
this friend, yelled, hey, where are we dropping? Pulled our chutes.
They got stuck though, because they shouldn't have been in there actually. But they did get sort of packed in there by
mothers. Do love to eat parachutes?
Yes, they do. Especially mine.
So what were you doing with this friend in Adelaide?
I thought I would take them to the Blue Mountains, which is a place in we live in New South Wales.
Yeah.
Blue Mountains is what direction would you say? Well.
I believe it's north.
North.
Wait, let me Google that
because I'm not sure. North of Sydney?
Yes.
But it is in New South Wales.
It is indeed in New South Wales.
So we went to the Blue Mountains and because I thought they are from Adelaide and they haven't really seen Sydney that much because they're usually down for work, but they had a weekend because they were staying here for 2 weeks.
So it's like a northwest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we went to, a lake that, I had looked it up because I don't often like, I sometimes go to the Blue Mountains, but usually it's just to like see the sights or spend time with you on like writers retreats and stuff.
Sure.
And, so we went, they are big into like outdoorsman stuff, but they don't know the area. So I was taking them,
they love outdoorsman stuff. They don't know anything about, outdoor.
No.
Right. The area they are an expert in is indoor.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Sorry to interrupt.
Interesting way
to clear your throat.
Well, we thought we were going to go...
just because it's like the mic is so handheld.
Yeah.
And then what you're doing is holding it with both your hands.
Yeah.
And pointing it directly at your mouth while you're doing that.
Yes.
It just seemed like you could...
Yeah. So we wanted to go fishing because they have been fishing before. I'm not so good at it because it's hard to see a murder that you've done.
Mm.
But also you're using a hand that is wood and string. And
yes.
You're like, my hand is holding this hand, but this hand is committing a murder. So I don't really love to go fishing.
Yeah.
So basically we were fishing. We had the bait. We were like, using that.
You're hauling in old boots, tires.
Old boots, tires, full shark, zebra turkey fish, sea bass. Really, I think it's a C+.
Okay.
And so we're fishing. And Nick, by the way, is his name. It's Nick Kalinovic. And
oh, shit. Yeah, right.
Yeah. So we're going fishing because he knows a little bit more about it than I do. And we haul in... this fish.
Mm. We haulin', 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 haulin'.
Fish.
We haulin', 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 haulin'. Remember that?
Yeah.
It'd be nice if their songs were about going outdoors rather than breaking stuff, wouldn't it?
That would be nice.
Instead of break stuff, it could be hike stuff.
So what's a different song by them then?
Ooh, they did a cover of Behind Blue Eyes.
Okay, so it could be like Look at Blue Skies.
Ooh,
it's outdoors.
That's good.
Yeah.
And that also means that, the band that originally did that song could also use that.
Mm.
Oh, they did a song called Nookie.
Nookie. And what we could change that to...
So that's I did it all for the Nookie.
So we could... Oh, it's not just Nookie? Or is it just Nookie?
The,
is
no, the name sorry. Of this... It's titled just Nookie.
Oh, okay. So we could change that. So like the name of that song could be like Tent. For like being outdoors.
Yeah, no. It sure could.
Any other songs?
Just on their Wikipedia page. Just on the Wikipedia page now.
Huh?
Do you know that Chocolate Starfish and the Hot Dog Flavored Water was the third album of Limp Bizkit?
Really?
Yeah.
Chocolate Starfish is an opened asshole, if I'm correct, right?
That is correct, Emmy.
Which it said, Chocolate Starfish sounds delicious, and then you remember that it's an asshole, and then it's really delicious.
I can't get enough of this stuff. I'm a millennial. I'll never get old.
Yeah, eating ass is fun.
Eating
and
ass is
good.
The, finally the grail, the fountain of immortality for the boomers around us is absolutely eating ass.
Can I propose something?
Please.
But holy grail.
Mmm, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so you were at this.
We were at a lake. Actually, I don't know whether you call it a lake. Is a lake like a river? Is like it's a line, and is a lake like the ball at the end?
Lake would
be
a big hole. Yeah.
Lake would be a big hole. Okay. So, I laid my lake down on this toilet seat and blasted a big log. That's funny what I said. So we're at this lake and we're fishing. Yeah, right? To get
okay,
a big
yeah,
hole,
yeah, yeah.
Like an asshole. So we're at the lake.
Can I just say, out of character, I had a terrifying moment where I thought that was the conclusion of the story. And I was like, I don't understand what anything that's going on.
I don't know how I made her say that.
I was terrified. Okay, please go on.
So, anyway. Me and Nick have been friends since we were, I think, 4 or 5. He used to live across the road from me.
One of the classic ages.
Well, this is actually one thing about me. Do you remember the specific ages that you did shit? Because when I look back in my past, I'm like, I was a child when this happened.
Mm.
And then I remember, the only way I can remember is like, did I own a car when this happened?
Gotcha.
And is it pre or post 2014?
I have friends who are like, who understand the world in terms of like, okay, well, the Crows won the like NRL final or whatever, AFL final, whatever, that year.
It's AFL, yeah.
And then
1993.
Great. Whatever.
I have no idea.
But like, but yeah, like a bunch of people understand the world in terms of like sports statistics. And I don't have anything that binds me to years.
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm always guessing.
The last year I have is in 2007, I left high school. After that, it's all a blur, Demi.
Yeah.
Now is 2020. I have nothing. I have to. The only other binding agent is the fucking tattoo I have of 2017. I think, which is when I was nominated
it's
for the Barry
against the net.
Tattooed
on you, and you're not quite sure.
Yeah, I'm literally.
It's got to be 2017 because we were kind of like we'd been together for like nearly a year.
Yeah, it's 2017.
So what? I have no. I don't know.
Great. So okay.
Like
so yeah, you knew. Yeah. Yeah.
And basically, we'd gone fishing. We have been fishing before, but it was with our parents. So we were like, why don't we do this thing that we've done before when we were kids?
Sure.
What
happened on this fishing trip, Penny?
Well, we didn't really know what the proper thing to use for bait was. So we like went to like, you know, when you're kind of out in the country and you like go to like a, petrol station. If you're out in the country, like near a place where you can fish, they'll like have bait.
Yeah, sure.
Just like petrol and bait. So we got some bait and we kind of asked the person for advice, but they were like not really having a bar of us.
Yeah, right.
And so we got wormies and we were hooking the worms onto our sticks. And I was feeling weird about it just because I was like, I know that this is like, you know, it's like a thing that you see in like storybooks and stuff. Like you go fishing. Again, it's like a wholesome thing to do. Like dads and daughters or dads and sons will do it and shit.
Yep.
But I was still like, oh, it feels like murder. So we were on the edge of the river? Probably river.
Okay.
Seems like Australia has rivers and not really lakes.
Sure. Okay, I'll back
river
you on
River Murray?
That. Yeah, I feel like lakes are in, and I'm not an expert on this, but lakes are in America.
Yeah.
And rivers are in Australia. Ponds are British.
Ooh, ponds are so British. You're right.
We also have the closest thing we have to a lake is a billabong, and it's very little.
Is a billabong like a lake? It's a little lake, like you just said.
It's like,
it's
like an Australian lake, but it's
is
little.
It little though? Is it genuinely like little, like littler than like a lake would
don't
be?
Don't know why you'd bring genuinely into it. I'm just
I'm just asking
truth.
Whether you know.
The answer, I guess, is we can't possibly say if I know
okay,
or not.
Okay, so, all right. But do bunyips live in the billabong? Is that something that, like, I'm really asking. Bunyips, like,
a billabong is not a yowie or bunyip-specific place.
Okay, where do bunyips live? Just the bush?
Bunyips live pretty much wherever they like. They are a mystical beast, so they prefer to make their homes away from civilizations.
Yeah.
Anyway, please continue on with what you were.
This sounds like a fucking kid's book where there's a bunyip living in my shoe.
Yep.
You know? But it would be like a thong.
Okay.
Like a Havaiana.
Yes.
We were fishing.
Yes.
Fuck's sake. We were fishing and we had baited up the fucking fishing rods,
yep.
which were like rented and we don't really know how to use them, but we cast out.
Uh-huh.
And we're kind of chatting and Nick has been kind of, you know, weird lately. Like maybe bleep out his last name when we're talking about it, but Nick has been kind of weird. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm feeling good about, like, moving, and he's a barber now, and he's, like, he does men's haircuts and stuff.
Right.
In Adelaide, kind of in the not, like, sort of bordering Adelaide.
Right, can we just fast forward this a bit?
I'm sorry. But he's, like, talking to me, and he's like, I'm just feeling weird about stuff because I know, like, I came out ages ago to my parents, but it's, like, it's kind of, it's still, like, a little bit weird, and we're, like, talking about that. And then he reels in this fish, and he's like, does this fish look blind to you? It's got no eyes. And I was like, well, that's a fish.
All right, seems like as good a place as any to take a break. So let's just take a break here.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, we're rolling. All right. What the fuck do you do when we break? Because you always come back with like a noise ready to fucking go. And
it's always
you never sound like that off mic. Even when we're paused, you're just sitting there silently charging up your fucking glottis or whatever that comes from.
I'm not talking, and then when I go to talk, I'm like, oh, there's so much glottis mucus in here.
Well, keep it warm.
There's neck juice that makes its sort of little home there. All makes right. A little nest.
All right. I've got a Tom's Deep Dive for you, Demi.
Right. And you will play that.
Yeah, here
song.
It comes. Tom Deep Dive. Internet Deep Dive. Tom Deep Dive. Internet Deep Dive. Tom went on the internet. Bam. All right. This is... this week, Demi, I've spent time on the subreddit for sex dolls. That's reddit.com/r/sexdolls.
What does that R stand for at all?
Okay, and we're leaving that
wolf,
in.
Wolf, please, no.
Leaving
no.
that in, that's going to stay.
I'm like, I've done actually really well for the past couple of days not being the absolute dipshit that I definitely know I am, just like pretending not to be an absolute fucking dunce. And
I
just don't think.
One of the classic sayings is, it's better to keep silent and be thought a fool than open your mouth and remove all doubt. And I think it's very hard to do that when you have a podcast.
Yeah.
Like, truly.
I shouldn't really talk, but there he is.
I think you should talk.
I yelled before and the dog got scared. Come on.
Yeah, poor little cat. Come on up, you get.
Come on.
Oh, will he?
Love you.
Pick him on up, Demi.
All right. Put him with it. Hang on.
Yeah, here's the robe. He loves his robe. He loves his bathrobe, this little guy. All right. So I've been spending some time on the sex doll subreddit. I love these guys kind of the same way I love the autofellatio guys, just because
fundamentally... I thought you were talking about the dolls.
Oh, right.
Love these guys.
I love these guys. Can't get enough of them. Lively conversationalists.
Yeah.
Finally, a listener.
That doesn't sound true.
But, I like these guys for the same reason I like the self-suck guys, in that they are fundamentally not hurting anyone.
Yeah.
Ideally.
Well, themselves maybe a little.
Maybe a little.
Because it feels like I've seen I've seen videos of a person that's like, hey, I repair sex dolls.
Mm.
often I have to like dig parts of the lips out of the inside of the doll's cavity and yeah. then like it's all ripped up because of how they've been using it. So like I, you know, yeah. remake the flap.
Also, a thing that I didn't realize would happen is that a lot of people buy cheap counterfeit sex dolls from like Alibaba and stuff.
How can they be counterfeit?
Oh, you've walked into a whole thing. So
oh, no.
this guy, actually, this brings me to my first thing.
Like they thought they were getting a Nike sex doll and they got like a... Nikki.
So sexdollsreview.review is a site that is run by a guy who owns a sex doll brothel. He's bought like dozens of sex dolls. You know, you can rent time with them. It's kind of like an internet cafe, except instead of getting to use a PC, you fuck a big doll.
Yeah.
Check this out. So this is a post that he made. Cheap $800 sex dolls versus legit $1,649 sex doll. So this is the two sex dolls. Can you tell which one is the counterfeit sex doll?
The one that looks like it's been decapitated, I suppose.
Yeah, the one with a face that is, I would say, three sizes too small for its neck.
I mean, her face is smaller than even half of one of her tits. But, like, if you just chuck a neckerchief on her, maybe you won't notice.
Give her the old Red Dead Redemption, sir. So she can commit any crime she wants, get away with it.
Yep.
One thing that has been sweeping the sex doll community is that people have been buying counterfeit sex dolls and finding them unusably heavy. Because they are incredibly dense and they are impossible to move or position in ways that the people like. So the kind of only thing you can get is unpack the doll, kind of flip it onto the ground and then have your way with it, I guess.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's like fucking star soil or something. Just really dense mud.
Yeah.
But like, so wait, are they, they're incredibly heavy and also not malleable?
Yeah, it's like a hard plastic.
Right.
It's supposed to feel...
Oh, I see. Okay, so they're not, like rubbery or like, you know, like kind of click-clackable, like move around the parts. They're just like a big regular like child's doll.
It's like a big fucking action figure. And so like better made dolls, as far as I can tell, have like features. One of the like upgrade things you can get is shruggable shoulders. And that's nice for people because it lets you like position them differently.
Yeah.
And then another thing
more curiously.
For like more money. You can do the classic comedy festival poster poses.
Ooh, yeah. Scratch head, shrug. Yeah,
wide open mouth.
Yeah, white.
Dead eyes of a comedian. The other thing that you do
press their belly and they're like, oh, that tickles.
No. The thing that they do also they sell an upgrade feature which is standing feet. So you sell feet that are specifically balanced to, you know, allow the sex doll to stand.
Right, because sometimes I've seen, like, the cheaper sex dolls that can't stand because they're kind of built like how a Barbie doll is with, like, their toes pointing down.
Yes.
So if you put shoes on them and the way that they make them stand up is shove a pole up their ass and then put basically a mic stand underneath.
Another thing you can do is just buy a sex doll that is just a torso or just a butt. Mm.
Oh, another thing you can do is not. That.
Yeah, you can absolutely
not buy any of it.
Put that money anywhere else. So I've got some posts here. This is from Reddit user Ladek. Bought my first doll. Long story short, my wife.
Long story short. This is my long story shirt, okay. Guys. That's going to settle.
Put
in.
It on, and now I'm going to put. And now I'm going to take it off because this long story is actually pretty short.
Okay.
Long story short, my wife wanted to buy a sex doll. After browsing Reddit and doing my research, I came to the conclusion that dropping $1,500 on a doll seemed iffy to me. I told my wife I'd rather buy the highly rated Kimba doll as a trial. If I see that we use it, and she even talked about soloing with it, then we will invest in the more expensive ones.
Her soloing with it?
Yep.
Mm.
I've asked for a threesome, and she has bi tendencies and been with a female before, but we never explored, and for some reason she brought it up and asked, and I was all for it. So, this guy's buying
Did you say... I know you said all for it, but I heard all forward. Like, this guy's bald.
Yeah.
And I was bald. As soon as she said that, I went bald.
All my hair fell out at the surprise of my wife wanting. He goes into a bit more detail as to what the wife wants to do with the female sex doll. She wants to fuck it with a strap on, which seems uniquely unrewarding. That seems like when you pick up a G.I. Joe and a Barbie and make them kiss.
I was thinking the same thing.
Mm. Like, I don't know, it might be nice, but...
That feels like to me, maybe she's like, oh, see, she's enjoying it. Do you want this? David, whatever your name is. Why did I use that cat's name? Do you think that the forehead on a man who is bald ends at the top of the ass crack?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Demi, you've cracked it all, the whole thing open. Holy shit.
Oh, no.
We've got to rework all our phrenology textbooks right now. Oh, no.
Oh, fuck yeah. The
Yes.
Tom, the dishwasher, says 69 minutes.
Okay, cool.
And that was my genuine reaction. Let's talk about this doll some more.
Okay, here's a post from...
Does anyone have a 69 with their sex doll?
Yes, they do.
Oh.
We can actually grab a video of it, probably, if you want.
I don't know.
I went through a stage of, like, looking at the sex doll videos. They stink, man.
You found the funniest video.
Oh, my God, the two guys with the transparent sex doll.
Yeah, but, like, specifically they'd written two straight guys fuck a transparent sex doll together.
And it's so funny.
Like, their dicks are touching between these two, like, basically a balloon that they've put between them.
The funniest shit about that is it is a transparent sex doll, which means they're just looking at each other's dicks. As they fuck this big squeaky balloon.
Yeah.
But then after a while of like looking at them, you let your eyes wander and you're like, wait a second. And you realize there are two other blow up sex dolls on the floor. And they're just in like this rented hotel room. It rules.
It's very, very funny.
Them at the desk being like, so will you want one bed or two? It's like, two, we're straight.
You know what? Four. Let the ladies have some luxury.
Yeah. And do you have a bicycle pump?
Do you reckon people use a pump on their sex doll, or do you think just the mouth? Because it feels like a sex doll would be something that you would want to be more taut than you could get with your lungs. You know what I mean?
It's a mix, to be honest, as far as I can tell.
Like when you try it, like I remember because I was extremely like lower middle class growing up, like, you know, on the lower side. And I remember like fucking blow-up mattress pumps are so cheap. I remember when we would have, like, cousins over or you, like, you know, go camping or something and we'd be with, like, richer families that we were friends with. And I just spent, like, 3 hours using my, like, 8-year-old lungs to blow up a mattress. And pumps are not expensive.
Like, you're a small...
I'm so
you're
little.
A small adult. You as a child would have been like running to the fucking surfers, filling up like a goddamn 20-cent piece with oxygen and trying to shove that into a fucking bag.
It would have been like holding a fish up to the wind and then squeezing the fish's mouth into the mattress.
This is from user Thomas Vagrant. Do you ever feel spooked by your doll? Once I was applying powder to a doll head.
Then she left went, boo!
And she went, <"Tch!" laughs> Then I left it on a table for a while and forgot about it. After a while, I got back to the room, completely forgetting I left my doll head there. And when I saw it, my heart skipped a beat. Here's my point. Do you ever wake up to pee in the middle of a night and never feel spooked by your doll? Just wondering, since they are pretty realistic and mind can play funny games. But I can't really judge the situation 100% because I don't have a full doll yet. Just bought a head to test the waters. So a real buried the lead there.
Oh, boy.
This guy really hasn't committed to the doll lifestyle. He's powdering his head. He's doing other stuff. He's walking away from the head without it fully powdered.
Yeah.
He's not about the life, Demi.
Fuck me. Yeah, he's not. What do you think you buy after the head? You only have a head. I have to sneeze. So, yeah, I think when Dad died, all his sneezes went into me.
You now sneeze like a much older man. Yes.
Yeah. Do you think the next, like, logical thing is to buy, like, shoulders and torso? Or do you go, like, all right, these are the bits that I like the most.
Yes.
Let's go head, ass and pussy, knees.
I think there's...
Toenails.
That brings up an interesting idea of ranking the parts of the body 1 through 10. But yeah. I also think there's a way that he could go about this where he's buying it advent calendar style. Well, like, he wants a specific treat, but then he wants the whole thing to come together only on the final day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he might just be making sure that everything's perfect so then he can slot the button pussy into it, like, and he's like, ah, my creation.
I got so confused then. I was like, what the fuck is a button pussy? That's not like,
it's
not
got like
a
button nose, but down.
Yeah, it's got this cute little sloping clit. Real quick, do you remember when we bought an advent calendar, but it was Kinder chocolates, and I just ate like 8 in a row and then was like, we can't have an advent calendar?
Yeah, I remember you ate another 8 in a row because you felt dizzy because you hadn't eaten anything all day, and it was the only thing near you because you fucking felt faint and lay down on the floor.
Yes,
you, like,
yes, I
couldn't
lay down
stand
on the floor.
Up, and then you just
the only
lay
thing
there
I could find
eating
was the advent
calendar,
calendar
chocolate. Like
but
a
then
spoiled
I did
little girl.
No, but I did leave the rest of the calendar for you.
And it was great, but also, yeah, let's never get an advent calendar.
And that way I was like 2 weeks ahead of you in Christmas joy. So.
Yes, indeed.
There
speed
was one,
running Christmas.
What do you think? Actually, this is something. Maybe we can do this on the next episode, okay?
Yeah.
Because we don't have to do it now because it might take actually a little bit of work. But I would like to figure out like top 10, maybe top 20 body parts.
Okay, cool. Yeah, let's definitely do that next episode.
Okay, great.
All right. This is a reply to that previous post of Do You Get Spooked by Your Dolls? This is from FBomb12. I left my two girls posed in front of the mirror one day and went to work. When I returned, I opened the door to my playroom. I thought my wife was in there with them. I was ready to jump for joy. I thought of all my wildest fantasies were coming true.
Oh, my God.
Then I realized, oh, it is just you two and your reflections. My wife says she doesn't mind the dolls, but she will never sit in the same room with them.
Oh, my God.
So.
Oh, it is just you two. He thought that in their direction.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Oh, you two again.
I didn't expect the addition of the wife, to be honest. Like, I'm whatever. I'm not into dolls, and I don't really get it. But obviously, like, there are people with wives that also have the dolls.
The surprising thing about wife, I think, is just like this is. The surprising thing about the wife.
I think
the
way that you said it, it made me think it like this is what I was thinking. The surprising thing about wife. Oh, wife.
Okay.
Wife.
It's in many ways that this person has a sex life and it appears
and
an all-consuming, yes. It appears an all-consuming hobby.
Yeah.
That is so exclusionary of their
and
significant
expensive.
Other. And expensive. And also like I don't know. I think like maybe we are very connected as a couple. Like we pretty much share everything and every fucking hobby. Like there's
right,
no part of your life that I don't understand.
Yeah.
You know,
same,
like in terms of like we don't have a hobby that the other one just completely bounces off of or.
Well, I don't understand Magic the Gathering, but I do like knowing about the cards because there's vampires and shit in there.
And we will edit that out. And we
Why?
Will we will edit out the fact that I play Magic the Gathering.
No, we will not.
But yeah, it is just so weird thinking about these guys with like their workshop where they which is, you know, locked off from the rest of the family where they craft the plastic ladies they fuck.
I guess like if you have few enough hobbies, then jerking off can become very, very important.
The same as the self-suck guys, I think. Where
yeah. So maybe, I mean,
but
so
this
I guess
also brings to mind that hobby subreddit where it was just a bunch of guys being like, so I'm very depressed, but I don't
oh,
know
Oh, yeah,
it.
Can I have a hobby, please?
Yeah.
One hobby, sir.
Yeah.
I guess.
Anyway.
I guess the point of like when, because sometimes, like, you know, boning is fun, but then sometimes you're like, what if it was just me because that way I can just like, I like boning this person, but let's just be selfish for a bit.
Yeah.
That might be like that to the extreme.
Yes, I think there's definitely a lot of the posts here are just like, my wife is not interested in sex anymore. So
yeah, okay.
I buy my little doll clothes off the internet and I'm saving up to buy her a Mondo greasy pussy.
Fuck me. I wonder whether any of them are like still friends with their wife. Like, they're just like, my wife doesn't want to fuck, but, like, she my lady and we are friends.
It's hard
know?
To picture these guys riffing with their wives.
Yeah.
No, you got it. Anyway, I'm off to fuck the doll.
Dolls. Sorry.
Anyway, improv class is at 10, right? Okay, cool. See you there. Really excited to master the Harold together after I fuck my doll. Sorry, our doll.
Our doll. Are there many women with the boy sex doll?
There are. It's significantly lower, I would say.
Well,
but there
yeah.
are some women. Some of them have male sex dolls. Some of them have female sex dolls, obviously. But the The female sex doll owner that I highlighted last time was someone who made a fabric doll for themselves, and it was the worst looking thing I've ever seen.
It was truly a nightmare.
Are you ready for another post?
Yeah. Oh, is this from the same subreddit?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
This is going to be the last one.
Okay.
This is my favorite one that I found.
Kind of want to play the last post when you say that.
Well, let's not, because it feels disrespectful.
To the Anzacs?
Oh, you know, and to trumpets.
I don't actually know. To what?
Trumpets.
Is that what Trump calls his kids?
Let me just Google that. Tip, tap, tip, tap, tip, tap. Yes.
It's like how goblets are baby goblins.
Yes. Here's the post, Demi. This
yes.
is from user MadShad665.
MadShad.
Mm-hmm. Busted is the title of this one.
Oh, no.
Went away for a few days. Fire alarm went off, so the stepson had to go in the attic, which is attached to my wife and I bedroom. He calls to tell us about the alarm. No fire, just greasy cooking on his part. He told my wife he had to go into the attic and found the doll. She was sitting at the bottom of the steps, in a small slutty top, black undies and fishnets. When we got back, she was fully dressed in jeans with a belt and a sweater. He is 20. Can you imagine a bigger alpha dog move?
Holy shit.
Than to find your stepdad's sex doll?
She had also learned to talk.
Make it sentient. Also change it into a fucking jeans and a sweater.
He gave her clothes and she was set free.
Yeah, he spackled up her pussy. Please help.
No.
Stepson won't stop drywalling my sex doll's pussy. Every time I take my eye off, he sneaks in there and provides another layer. Yes, I can punch through, but it's time consuming and I have very little time on my hands working to support stepson.
Help, my stepson taught my doll to vote. Dude.
It's so good.
He put a belt on her too.
Dressing the sex doll? Dude. Can you imagine dressing your stepdad's fucking sex doll?
That's so funny.
It's so good.
It's really good. Like, either that's the funniest kid of all time, or like there are complete, whatever he is, they are at complete opposites of whatever
God.
Personality spectrum there is.
Cooking is greasy fucking burgers or bacon. I'm picturing like a true like Reddit fuckhead weirdo. And then he just finishes it. Actually, you know what? Not a Reddit fuckhead weirdo. I'm picturing like a jock.
Like
finding his way in the world for the first time. He's 20
like a
years
kid?
Old. Yeah, still living at home. Finds his dad's fucking thing.
Yeah.
Chucks a sweater and some jeans on it.
Do you think it... All right, so what do you think the mindset is there? It's like, well, that needs a sweater, or I don't want dad to see that without a sweater.
Maybe it's like, oh, I don't want to see second mum's tits.
Oh, yeah, was it his mum's clothes, do you reckon?
That's what I've been trying to think about, because I don't know.
He wouldn't have gone out and bought clothes for the doll.
And he wouldn't have put his clothes on there, because then they would belong to the dad if he puts them on the doll.
Yeah.
So he must have gone to his mum's closet, found what he... opened his mum's closet, done the very cool maths of, like, what is the most sexually unappealing clothes that my mum wears?
Yeah.
And then fucking just sluiced them onto this O cup monstrosity that his dad keeps hidden in the attic.
Fuck. But he would have had to check like lookbook or whatever just to make sure that it went with each other.
Yeah, it looks so good. He's looking at a color wheel.
Hey, what was it? Oh man, I can't actually. I'm just all I'm thinking about is this kid's brain.
I know.
It's really hard.
When I found this one, I think you heard me go, ah!
I think I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's crazy too, because like I've seen people in shops having incredible difficulty putting clothes on mannequins that are expressly meant to be like pulled apart to be dressed.
And this thing is going to be so heavy.
Yeah.
So heavy. And also, you know, he doesn't want to touch it.
No.
He wants to touch it for as short a time as he can.
Well, it's probably got like bits of grass on it from when he took it out to hose it, you know, like before he had to touch it. Either that or it's just like, I don't know, Glen 20 smelling dull forever now.
Oh, my God, yeah. Fucking hell.
Yikes.
Anyway, I'm so glad I shared that with you.
Fuck, that's awesome.
It's, I think, maybe my favorite short story I found on the internet outside of Come Egg now. Come Egg is an epic.
Come Egg
is
an epic.
This is a short story.
This is like, you know.
My stepson found and clothed my sex doll.
Because it reads like a novel. It's like I remember reading a collection of letters written by Kafka to his originally acquaintance and then fiancé.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, this reads like a novel. And this is like on par with how I felt about that collection of letters.
Yes, I agree, because you can immediately see this from the stepson's perspective.
There are so many stories colliding.
Yes.
That's what I love about it.
These people have been on a collision course ever since the stepdad met the mum.
It's like
ever since the stepson was born and like had enough of a dumb ass fucking, you know, never looked after himself upbringing where he didn't learn to cook greasy food without setting off the fire alarm.
Yeah. It's like, it makes me want to have like, so you know how you have like family trees? I want like an experience tree that only includes the three of them that like has all of their experiences branching into like how they got to that moment.
Can I posit a fourth tree?
Yeah.
A fourth branch of the tree.
Is it the doll?
Yes. What brought her here, you know? What's her story?
His name's Jim. He just works at FedEx.
Yeah. And why? God, yeah.
Do you think that in a way, like, the people that deliver the sex dolls are their dad?
I think the people that deliver the sex dolls are a stork.
That's great.
Yeah.
Right. Who do you think is the dad then? Who's the dad of the sex doll? Like the guy probably who made them? So there should be a letter. The guy that made the sex doll should send a letter that just says, like, have her back by 11.
Yep.
I'll be polishing my gun or whatever sexist dads say.
Oh, my God, yeah. There's also been that'll close out our segment on the sex doll subreddit. There's been a spike of people uploading pictures of their sex dolls wearing surgical masks, and one guy keeps posting pictures of his sex doll holding different guns, which is
woo!
Just so cool to know there's someone nearby stockpiling those things.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Guns are so scary.
It's
not
so,
to be basic or, like, stupid, but they're
I don't think it's very basic.
So terrifying to me.
You know what's scary? Weapon.
Weapon. Weapon scary. I feel bad, like, holding my chef's knives that I love.
Mm.
Like, this is so damage.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of BigSoftTeen.png. I am streaming over at twitch.tv/TomWalkerIsGood.
Yep.
It's been really fun. Me and Demi are streaming Outlast on Saturdays, a very scary game. And I am going to be streaming American Truck Simulator and other games other days of the week, Tuesday and Thursday.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening. Stay safe out there. Bye.
Don't go.
All right.
Don't leave us.
Okay. See ya.